Today I want to demonstrate the latest format that Bookshare supports as implemented on the HIMSS BrailleSense 6. This is the format of human audio as opposed to synthesized audio, which has been available from Bookshare for a while. But in the last couple of months, they've implemented this new form, and I'm kind of excited about it because I prefer human audio when I'm reading a book to any kind of synthesized audio. I will use synthesized audio, obviously, when I do things on the PC, and maybe if I'm reading something fairly technical, but especially if I'm going to read fiction, I want a human voice, so I'm kind of excited about this. For those of you who are not familiar with DAISY, probably the easiest explanation of it is that DAISY format allows a book to be structured so that you can have parts and chapters and things like that. It's not just simply going from one page to another as you would in a simple document file. And DAISY started out being strictly a text format, and then somebody got the bright idea, well, we can do audio with it. And of course, the form that most of us know of DAISY is NLS, but that's a very specialized DAISY format. They have got their own proprietary file extensions and other things, which for those of you who are wondering what all the fuss about DAISY is, that's the format that most of us know. Audiobooks on cartridge or downloaded from the internet are in DAISY format. You've been able to use DAISY format on Bookshare for a while. Now they have gotten the idea of getting human audio books recorded as opposed to just synthesized audio. To download a book on the HIMSS BrailleSense 6, I'm at the top level right now, which of course is the file manager, is what we first see on that.
File manager F.
And we don't want that. We're going to go to the DAISY books portion of the menu, so we'll do that with the letter K.
DAISY player D.
We have DAISY player.
Document reader K.
Document reader. That would be something that you might use if you had gotten a text document from some place, maybe even Bookshare. But let's continue here.
Online DAISY O.
Online DAISY, not very applicable in the United States. It is in many foreign countries, but here, I guess you can go to Online DAISY, and if you set up accounts in the right places, you can subscribe and get DAISY books. I haven't done that because, quite frankly, with things like Audible and NLS, and now with Bookshare, I feel like I have enough to be able to read.
Bookshare download B.
Okay, now we get to the heart of the matter here, which is the Bookshare download application, and we're going to be downloading primarily what are referred to as DAISY 2 audio books. So I'll hit enter on this.
Books 1/4. Search content. Books 1/4.
Okay, so we can do books.
Periodicals 2/4.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Reading list 3/4.
The reading list is something that is a list of books that you might want to construct so that if you had a list of books that you thought at some point you might want to download, you could put that on the reading list.
Download history 4/4.
Download history, of course, is the list of books that you have downloaded in the past. We want to actually download a book that I have not downloaded before, so
Books 1/4.
We'll go to download books, or books, and I'll hit enter.
Search type. Title 1/5.
Oh, when you hit enter, nothing happens. You don't get any feedback. So I had to tab, and now I'm in a list of the types of searches that we can do.
Author 2/5.
We can do title. We can do author.
ISBN 3/5.
ISDN, which if you know the publisher's ISDN number, you could certainly use that.
Keyword 4/5.
Keyword, that would be, for instance, if you wanted to search for political fiction or science fiction or literature or poetry, and they've got a whole bunch of those.
Category 5/5.
And category. Category is actually the list of the categories like science fiction and literature and poetry. So let's go to that one. The type of books that we're going to download, there is a filter in the settings on this book download application, and the filter is DAISY 2 audio, and that's going to pretty much guarantee that the books that I find will be in human audio format. We'll go into this now by hitting enter.
Category. Latest 1/52.
Actually, with this app, we don't have to hit enter. All I have to do is, once I'm sitting on the books, I can just hit the tab key. And first category we have...
Latest 1/52.
Okay, so we got 52 categories of books here that we can go through. And just to give you an idea of some of the ones that are here...
Animals 2/52. Art and Architecture 3/52. Australiana 4/52. Biographies and Memoirs 5/52. Business and Finance 6/52. Children's Books 7/52. Communication 8/52. Computers and Internet 9/52.
That would be probably the one that most Vibug people would want. But I'm not going to take that one. I'm going to go back to the first category in the list, which is the latest.
Latest 1/52.
And my reason for doing that is that this is the place where I'm likely to find most of the human audio format books that Bookshare has. So now I'll press the tab again.
The Stern Chase Brother Band, -9, John Flanagan, 1/50.
Okay, so now we get the list of books that we can download, and let's go through some of these.
Osprey Reef, Annie Seton, 2/50. I Can See Clearly Now, Understanding and Managing Blindness and Vision Loss, Cameron Algy, 3/50. Touch the Bunny, Jacqueline McQuaid, 4/50. Well Hello, Meanderings from the World of Chat, 10 Looks, 3, Annabelle Crabb, Lee Sales, Miranda Murphy, 5/50. Cuando Saya Vera Un Desiderio, Nicholas Sparks, 6/50.
So apparently we have Spanish language books here.
My Mom's the Best, Rosie Smith, 7/50. The Other Half of You, Michael Ahmed, 8/50. Biz A. Venus Akira is Equals, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, Michael Rosen, 9/50. My Brother Ben, Peter Carnavas, 10/50.
Okay, so you get the idea of how this works. So let's go to the top here.
The Stern Chase Brother Band, -9, John Flanagan, 1/50.
At least from the title, it sounded like it might be at least a little bit interesting. And let's tab.
Download book.
We can download the book, but let's say we want to find out what it's about first.
Book detail.
Okay, so at book detail, we have to hit enter.
Book detail dialogue. Title, The Stern Chase.
Okay, now we can read the book details.
Author, John Flanagan.
For some reason, the read all command is not working here, so I'm just going to use the .4 cord to get to each item in the detail list.
ISBN 9781761043062.
Now, remember that, everybody, because we're going to need that someday.
Synopsis. Outnumbered but determined, the Herons are ready for action. The scene is set for an epic battle at sea. For years now, the Scandians have been the guardians of the Stormwhite Sea, stopping piracy wherever they find it. But there are some who don't like the Scandians' new role. When their enemies strike at the heart of Hal's home, damaging every ship and stealing the pride of the fleet, there is one hope. Hal's ship, the newly rebuilt Heron, was being repaired so the attackers didn't find her. Hal and the Heron brother band dash along with the Aubergill, Erak dash set off to find Wolfwind. But when they discover the thieves are using Wolfwind to plunder ships and towns dash and blame the Scandians dash, Hal knows these pirates must be stopped, whatever it takes.
Maybe this will be an exciting book, and since we've decided arbitrarily that it is, I'm going to now download it.
Close. Download book.
And I shift tab back, which essentially is a .12 cord on this machine. I'm now at the download book button, so I will push enter. We're now in the exciting part here where we get to watch the grass grow while the book gets downloaded. Some progress beeps that seem to have stopped at the moment. I was kind of hoping that it would tell me that the process is complete. Oh, well, we're stuck at 10%.
Download complete.
Oh.
Book detail.
Not anymore. Anyway, that's how long it took to download the book. So now, let's exit the Bookshare download. And by the way, you have to have an account on Bookshare to use this at all. And I'm not going to explain how to set all that up because I think Jeanette covered that last month. And if you're really interested, you'll figure that out. So we'll exit the Bookshare books downloader.
Bookshare download B.
And we'll now go to the Daisy Player, which is a couple of items up in the menu.
Online Daisy, Document Reader K, Daisy Player D.
Okay, now we're at the Daisy Player.
Open Daisy Dialog, the Stern Chase Folder 11/11/2022/13/08/23/6/7.
Okay, and we have now a list of folders that we can open. Now remember that Daisy Books are not just one file. They're a number of different kinds of files. So each book is in its own folder. If I wanted to look at other folders that I have here,
The Cassandra Compact Folder 06/07/2022/1443. Midnight on the Mavi Marmara Folder 06/07/2022/1433254/7.
Okay, you get the idea. And I've got my folder option set up so that I get the date and time that I downloaded the folder, just because that helps me keep track of when I did things. So we'll go back to the one that we want.
The Stern Chase folder 11/11/2022/1308236/7.
I have not always been able to hit enter and get this to work. Sometimes what happens, and I never can remember which times it works and which ones it doesn't. And here's what happens. Well, let's try it and see what happens.
No items.
We know there are, in fact, items in the folder, because why would Bookshare put up a book that doesn't have anything in the folder? But what's happened is when I hit enter, instead of actually opening the folder, it moved me to the right in the tree structure, and now I'm inside the folder, and that's not where I want to be. So I'm going to back out of that. I will tab over to the confirm.
Confirm.
And hit enter.
The Stern Chase.
The Stern Chase, Brother Band, Book 9, by John Flanagan, narrated by Graham Davis.
Now, I have my player set up so that as soon as the file loads, it begins playing, and I hit the space bar to stop the playing. This book was recorded, as you can tell by the accent, not in this country, and I'll just let it play for a few minutes so that you can see just what you do get at the top of a human audio Bookshare book.
Play.
Vision Australia.
Blindness.
Low vision.
Opportunity.
This is a DAISY recording produced by the Vision Australia Information Library Service in October 2022 in accordance with Section 113F of the Copyright Act 1968. This book is copyright. No unauthorized copying, broadcasting or public performance of this recording is permitted. Publishing details follow at the end of this recording. About this DAISY book. This audiobook has been structured using two levels, which contain all headings listed within the table of contents. Level 1 contains all main parts. Level 2 contains individual chapters. Note that the items within the table of contents can be...
Pause.
This is one of the advantages of using DAISY. We have this kind of structure that we can do parts or chapters or whatever they put into the book. For those of you who do not like the reading speed that we have here, we can go a little bit faster. Because I can never remember what the commands are, I'm going to look in the help section. And with HIMSS product, help is your friend. Once you're in the DAISY player, you will get a list of the commands that you can use. So I'll do space H.
Play faster. That's 3, 4, 5.
That happened to be what I wanted to do. And play slower.
Play slower. That's 1, 2, 6.
Okay, so I will exit help.
Help closed.
Start
pause.
Playing the book, and I will then hit dots 3, 4, 5 a few times.
Play.
Accessed by their page number, though the requested item may not be the first item on that particular page. The contents are as follows. Cover notes, page 1. A few sailing terms explained, page 1. Part 1, The New Heron, page 1. Chapter 1, page 3. Chapter 2, page 10. Chapter 3, page 17. Chapter 4, page 25. Chapter 5, page 34. Part 2, The Missing Wolf Ship, page 41. Chapter 6, page 43. Chapter 7, page 49. Chapter 8, page 56. Chapter 9, page 64. Chapter 10, page 71.
Now we've got it a little bit
chapter
slower
11,
than normal.
Page 79. Chapter 12, page 86. Chapter 13, page 93. Chapter 14, page 100.
That's a fairly comfortable
chapter
reading
15,
speed for
page
me.
107. Chapter 16, page 113.
Pause.
And of course I'm pausing and I don't necessarily want to read the entire contents. What I'd probably like to do is get to the beginning of the book. So let's do enter H, which will give me a list of the headings.
Heading list dialog. Heading contents 5/52.
And we're still in the contents.
Cover notes 6/52.
And there's the cover notes.
A few sailing terms explained 7/52. Part 1, The New Heron 8/52.
So if I really wanted to get to the beginning of the book and I wanted to skip all of the cover notes, now that's where I am. And if I hit enter.
Part 1,
The New Heron.
The New Heron. Chapter 1. Hal smiled to himself as the heron cut smoothly through the water, rising and falling gracefully, swooping over the small even waves and sending showers of spray high into the air on either side of her bows as she sliced down into the...
Pause.
And I guess you're just going to have to read the rest of the book yourself if you really want to. But that is how human audio is implemented on the BS6. It's Bookshare's newest format. I believe that Bookshare has an application for reading this kind of thing on your PC. If you want to use your phone, you can use something like Voice Dream Reader. Beyond that, I'm not sure what to tell you. If you want to know more about it, go to bookshare.org, and I'm sure you'll find all of the information that you ever wanted but were afraid to ask. So thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the new format in Bookshare.